I listen within now. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, with the Absolute Philosopher. I listen within now. Scientifically, intelligently, wisely, the only place we can ever really listen is within. We become still and we listen within. Now, what does it mean to become still? Well, it's like closing your eyes and closing your ears and closing off outer sensitivities, no longer being guided, directed, and trained by the illusions that we create in the outer. But look within. Look within. Go behind whatever appears to be and look within. And what is the original purity and integrity of what is within? What is my divine purpose, what is within? What is who I am? What is that within? How do I experience the within? How do I know the within? How do I have the within be me and be all that I am? How do I do that? Well, I do that quite easily, actually. Because when I am quiet and I listen within, I stop manipulating, I stop thinking about things and concepts and ideas, I stop thinking about how I'm going to do this or how that's going to come about or about a problem. I stop thinking about all those things and I just become still and gentle and relaxed. And as I enter into this relaxed state of consciousness, a magic comes over me. A magic comes over me that says, hey, all is good in this world and very good indeed. And I say, you mean it? Oh, yes, I mean it. All is good and very, very, very good. Really? How can I experience that? You see, now, I'm on that inner level now. How can I experience all that is good and very good? Well, you're thinking in your heart. Now, what are you thinking about? Well, I'm thinking happy thoughts. Oh, that's a good start. Happy thoughts make us live on a level of awareness that is absolutely glorious. Okay? I'm thinking happy thoughts. About anything particular? No, just happy thoughts. Now, do you have a smile on your face? No. Well, put a smile on your face. Come on up. Put a smile on your face. Oh, hey, that feels kind of good. Feels kind of strained, too. Don't have that strained smile. Have a lovely smile. Think of a smile when you're looking at a little child, and the little child's in their crib, and they're saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. And you smile from your heart, and you bubble over. That's the smile I want you to have. So, let yourself have a thought that leads you to the smile that is the kind of smile that's most beneficial to you. So think of that little child, and laughter comes to your heart, a smile comes to your eyes and your countenance, and you feel, oh, isn't that lovely? Isn't that beautiful? And you shouldn't really say, isn't it? It's something we condition ourselves to say, it is wonderful, it is lovely, it is beautiful. Not isn't it, it is. My goodness, yes. How beautiful it is. Yes. I listen within now. So as I listen within, as I smile within my heart, it's on my body and on me. What happens to me is that I'm listening within now. So I'm hearing that smile of me thinking of a child. I'm hearing that smile of me thinking of a happy time. Not necessarily a particular child or a particular time, just a happy time. And this radiance shines forth through my body. My body emanates all of the magic that a happy time or having a smile on my countenance expresses. And as people look at me as I sit in meditation, sit in quietness, as I sit as the Absolute Philosopher, thinking my absolute thoughts, they think to themselves, yes, that person is deep in a wonderful state of consciousness, even with a smile on their face. They don't think, I wonder what they're thinking. Are they really in meditation? Are they really in deep thinking? Or are they just putting on a show? Have they gone to sleep, maybe? You know, have they gone to sleep? And are they really pretending to be something they're not? Well, if that's what you're creating, that's what you're experiencing. But if you create everyone having the same ease that you have in entering into that inner within self now, then everyone will have that ease. And you will have that ease, and you will see everyone doing just as you are doing, and it will be a glorious, wonderful, majestical experience. Yes. I listen within now. There's no other time that we can listen within other than now, but I listen within now, because it sort of takes us away from our thought or our thinking about other conditions and circumstances and times and places. It takes us away from all outer adventures, all outer dimensions, and moves us into our own private inner dimension, our own divinity, our own God self. And as we move into our own inner dimension of God self, as we move to that inner awareness of who we are, we become such a symbol of peace, such an expression of love, such an expression of unconditional beingness with all of our creation and all of the world, all of the universe. We are unconditional. We are unconditionally loving at all times. And how great that is. But that's only as I listen within, thinking as the absolute philosopher thinks, in the now. And as I think in the now, I have exciting experiences revealing themselves to me. Oh, ideas will come up. Some I find exciting, and some I find confusing, some I find rewarding, and some I find limiting. And I just make my choice. I don't say, oh, you're bad, I don't want you, or you're good, I want you. We just say, yeah, I like this here. That's interesting. And you choose those things you want to think about. You choose those things you want to have that you're listening to within now. You're making your choice. Unconditionally loving, you're making your choice. And as there may be 100 varieties of flowers in your garden, and you go out to your garden and you look at them, and then you are drawn to one flower. You're drawn by your desire for that essence of that flower, that photo of that flower, that picture of that flower in your heart, that attitude of that flower. And you pick the flower, and you take it in and you put it in a vase on your table. And you look at the flower and you say, you are glorious and radiant. You don't think, well, how about the rest of the flowers in my field? There's 100 flowers there, and I just took one, and here, the rest of them are going to think that they're not very liked to. Hey, nothing has any consciousness unless I give it to it. No flower has any attitude unless I give it to it. And I gave this flower the attitude that I wanted to enjoy it personally, up close. I wanted to enjoy it sitting on my table or my desk. I wanted to enjoy it as I looked at it and thought, wow, isn't that beautiful? And I might even have dwelt upon how it was created and how its seed came into being and how it is one of 100 varieties of seeds that I have in my garden and how I chose that flower because at this moment that flower turned to me and said, I understand you, I know you, we are one, and truly we are one. That flower and I are one. As the absolute flower, absolute flower too, I listen within now. And as I listen within now, all of the magic of my life is revealed to me. Not in jobs to be done or things to be looked at or the world to be cared about, but all to be loved. To be loved, to be delighted in, to be experienced as good and very good. And so I do. And so do you. I love you. I love you. I love you.